USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sunday shaping up to be another headache for travelers across the country, with at least 1,900 flights canceled. That's according to data from FlightAware. Air carriers are blaming the mass cancellations on COVID-19 and winter weather. Saturday, over 12,000 flights were delayed or canceled. From marijuana to minimum wage, states across the country rang in the new year with new laws that went into effect. The nation's capital joining 15 states where recreational marijuana is now legal, New York becoming the second largest state after California where it's legal to light up. And while the federal minimum wage has stayed stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009, 29 states upped their minimum wage, with most topping $10 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An Arctic cold start to a new year as a front pushes through Texas.
We saw a drop of 35 degrees in central Texas in just a few hours, from 79 to 44, and overnight lows at or below freezing from now through Tuesday. Wind and the quick drop as the cold front moves through central Texas and into the Houston area Sunday into Monday, with Monday's overnight low of 30 there. Freezing temps do bring worry of a breakdown in the power grid like last February. Just this past week, ERCOT says the Texas power grid is ready for winter after 300 site inspections, though the sale of propane tanks and generators this year in Texas would indicate a low level of trust in that word. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
No winners in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, so the drawing now set for Monday will be worth $522 million, with a cash value option of $370 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
NASA is beginning the new year with a major announcement.
A massive shield aboard the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope has been successfully unfurled in a crucial step for its operations, according to NASA. The telescope's starboard sun shield was extended late on Friday. The deployment capped a two-day operation in which all 107 of the telescope's membrane release devices were successfully released. This allowed the sun shield to fully open up into its kite-shaped form in space. Although it's a major accomplishment, Webb is just 9 days into a 29-day deployment process in which the telescope will unfold at a slow pace to ensure success. It's all part of the sophisticated technology that will make Webb the largest and most powerful telescope in history. It will use supercooled infrared instruments to observe exoplanets, black holes, and galaxies that formed 13.5 billion years ago, the earliest anyone has ever seen. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
22 people have been rescued from two aerial tram cars dangling over a mountain in northern New Mexico. The general manager of the Sandia Peak Tramway near Albuquerque saying the two tram cars became stuck late Friday night because of icy conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.